الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلى آلک وصحابک یا نور اللہ Our beloved master صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم has stated, anyone who recites 1,000 times durood upon me, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome dear viewers of Madni channel in the silsila in the light of Quran. As you know, this silsila is indeed a wonderful opportunity for the lovers of Quran. Those who want to learn the real meanings of Quran, those who want to improve themselves in terms of their moral behavior and their character, those who want to become muttaqi and they want to know how can they attain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, this silsila is a wonderful means to attain all these attributes and qualities. The viewers of Madni channel, in this silsila, Mufti Saab grants us Madni pearls from the wonderful verses of the Holy Quran, and then Mufti Saab has a special blessing and insight for the understanding of Quran as well. Coming to our first question, but as you know that in the last episode we were discussing Tahweel-e-Qibla, those verses in which the changing of Qibla from Baitul Maqdas to Makkah Muazzama was mentioned, we were discussing those verses and Mufti Saab gave us some wonderful Madni pearls regarding those verses of the Holy Quran. And our today's verse is going to be 151. Before I ask the question, let me recite the verse of the Quran and give you the meaning, and inshallah then I will ask the question. Kama arsalna feekum rasoolam minkum yatlu alaykum ayatina wa yuzakkikum وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ. The viewers of Madni channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the attributes of our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala sallam at the end of the first para. Now, Tahweel-e-Qibla, changing of Qibla is mentioned, and right after that again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning the attributes and excellences of our beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So there is a question that Mufti Saab, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the attributes and the shan of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the end of first para, and now again the same attributes are repeated. So what is the reason in the repetition of the attributes and shan of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you have mentioned, the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which were mentioned in last ruku of first para. So the same qualities have been repeated in this ayah as well. And that is not only matter in the Holy Quran which has been repeated. There are many matters. Means when we recite the Holy Quran, we find many matters, many stories which are repeated in Quran. As the stories of Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, as the story of Hadrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, which has been repeated, I think, more than many dozens. Then the story of Hadrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that has been repeated 7 times in 7 surahs. Then the story, then some particular sentences which have been repeated again and again in the same surah, as we recite particularly in Surah Rahman. Surah Rahman, so how many times Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned those words, فَبِأَيْهِ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, whichever blessings of your Lord you will deny. So now that repetition is the style of eloquent people, And that is the style of eloquency. And because Quran is at the highest level of eloquency, that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla has repeated many things in the Holy Quran. And behind, in every place, behind mentioning that, there is a reason, there is a wisdom. So wisdom and reason is different in different places. As in Surah Rahman, we would say, Allah Azza wa Jalla has reminded some of His bounties and blessings over us. As Ash-Shamsu wal-Qamaru bi-Husban, wal-Najmu wal-Shajaru yasjudan. So the sun and the moon and the trees and the stars, these are the blessings of Allah.
Subhanallah.
And after mentioning those, Allah Azza wa Jalla reminds us, so whichever blessings of your Lord you will deny, how many blessings Allah Azza wa Jalla has showered upon you? Then again Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions some of His blessings, and then He reminds us, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, whichever blessings of your Lord you will deny. Then again Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions some of His blessings, and then again Allah Azza wa Jalla reminds us, whichever blessings of your Lord you will deny. So that is the style of eloquent people and eloquent personalities, to repeat their things, to repeat their words and sentences because of some wisdom and because of some reasons. And then as in Surah Mursalat, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned many times, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned some things, and then because the denier, the rejectors are being discussed there, so Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioning and addressing them, وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ. Then in many other ayah, there are many things, who is habitual of reading the Holy Quran and reciting the Holy Quran, he knows very well how many times Allah Azza wa Jalla repeated many things. So in the same way, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned the qualities of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the four qualities, the four attributes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam here, which have been mentioned a few ruku earlier. And these are not only in two places. These qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are repeated in four places. In Surah Al-Baqarah, here in Surah Al-Baqarah, then in Surah Al-Imran, then in Surah Al-Jumu'ah. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in four places. And in every place, the reason is different. In every place, the wisdom is different. The wisdom in that place, where first time Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned these qualities. What is the wisdom? In that place, these qualities have been mentioned on the tongue of Hadrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Because Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he constructed Kaaba and he raised the foundations of Holy Kaaba, that time after the construction, he invoked in the court of Allah, رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلِهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. So in that place, the same qualities have been mentioned on the tongue of Hadrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In that place, he is only praying in the court of Allah. And here Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning the acceptance and the answer of the prayer of Hadrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So in that place, the words are, the qualities are on the tongue of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and here is from Allah Azza wa Jal. There from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and here from Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is the first difference. And now, why are repeated here? So the other reason. The other reason, if you recite those ayat and these ayat, you will find some similarities between these two places. What is that? In that place, Hadrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has constructed the Kaaba. As Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلِ. That is the story of the construction of Kaaba by Hadrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hadrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. So first Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned the construction of Kaaba, which is Qibla. Then the prayer of Hadrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam regarding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The first thing is the construction of Kaaba, and the second thing is the attributes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Here, as you have mentioned in previous rukus, in previous two or three ruku, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned the changing of Qibla. There was in that place, there was the construction of Qibla. And here is the changing of Qibla from Baitul Muqaddas to Holy Kaaba. So, and as in that place, after the construction of Kaaba, there was the prayer of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. here the changing of Qibla to Khana-e Kaaba and then the acceptance of that prayer, these are the similarities between those that place and this place. That is the second thing. The third thing, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has changed Qibla. First was Baitul Muqaddas, then Allah Azza wa Jalla changed and Holy Kaaba was made as Qibla. And that is the blessing of Allah. Because Kaaba is Qibla, and that is blessing of Allah over us, over this Ummah, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in Makkah and he used to worship in front of Kaaba. So because Kaaba belongs to the birthplace of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he is our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so the Qibla of that place, the Qibla of the place of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our Qibla. So we have connection in that way. So our inclination, if Baitul Muqaddas were our Qibla, so we would have offered prayer in that direction. But inwardly, our emotions are with Kaaba more than Baitul Muqaddas, because of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, very wonderful.
So when Khana-e Kaaba was made Qibla, so that is the blessing of Allah over us. Now, changing of Qibla is the blessing of Allah. And after that blessing, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentions His another blessing in the form of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kama arsalna feekum rasoolam minkum yatlu alaykum ayatina. And now there is a word of Kama. Kama is for tashbih, for resemblance between two things. One thing is like that thing. So what is the resemblance here? What is the similarity between the two things here? So Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned two things. One is the changing of Qibla and making Kaaba, appointing Kaaba as Qibla. And the second thing is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was sent as messenger for us. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioning, as we have sent a prophet among you, kama arsalna feekum rasulam minkum, as we have sent a messenger from amongst you, yatru alaykum ayat, and then the attributes. So as we have given you that blessing, the blessing of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we have given you the blessing of Kaaba as well. So Kaaba is the blessing of Allah and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also the bounty of Allah. So two bounties of Allah and blessings of Allah have been mentioned in this place. So that's why after changing of Qibla, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned about the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, we can say that after mentioning one blessing, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned the other blessing. First Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned Holy Kaaba and then Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned that personality, that messenger who will populate this Holy Kaaba and whose Ummah will populate this Holy Kaaba.
Reviewers of Madni Channel, what a wonderful answer, that first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the beginning of the second para the bounty which is Tahwile Qibla, which is that Khana-e Kaaba was made Qibla for us. And then after that, another bounty, blessing and ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being mentioned, and that is the personality, the being, the zaat of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So indeed, from this wonderful verse of Quran, it proves that the zaat, the being and the personality of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is one of the biggest blessings for us, and really it is karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us that He made us one of His ummatis. Now moving to the next question, there is a verse number 152, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. So remember me, I will remember you, and be grateful to me and do not deny me. Now here again, after the changing of Qibla, Tahwile Qibla, Zikr, Shukr and Sabr are being mentioned. So again a question arises that Mufti Sahab, what is the reason that after making mention of this incident, after making mention of the incident of changing of Qibla, why Zikr, Shukr and Sabr are being mentioned again here?
there is a direct connection between the changing of Qibla and these ayat. In this ayah, فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرُكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِ وَلَا تَكْفُرُمْ. Two things have been mentioned. One is remembrance of Allah, zikrullah, and the other is shukr, paying gratitude to Allah. And then in the next ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla have mentioned about sabr. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Those are the ayah which are afterwards. Now, these three things have direct connection with changing of Qibla. In which way? When Allah Azza wa Jal changed Qibla and He appointed Khana-e Kaaba as Qibla, so the people of Book, infidels, non-believers, they raised question and they objected. And they heard the feelings of Muslims. They raised questions, what are you doing? Sometimes you offer prayer in that direction, the other time you offer prayer in other direction, and the third time again you have changed your Qibla. So what is your religion? Now Muslims are following the commandments of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla is commanding them to turn their faces towards different Qiblas. So now they are following the commandments of Allah. And they are right in that. But those people are raising questions, and though they already knew that the Qibla would be changed, as Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in their books as well, regarding the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is Imam al-Qibla Tain. He is the Imam of two Qibla, means he will offer prayer toward two Qiblas. So it has been mentioned in their books. But despite that, they raised question, they objected, they heard the feelings of Muslims, they asked the questions, and Muslims were hurt by their questions. So now Allah Azza wa Jalla has told them the way of removing that pain from their hearts. Allah Azza wa Jalla has satisfied them. Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent His calmness on believers in this way. Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded to adopt three qualities, and those three qualities would remove that pain from their hearts, which are because of their objections and because of their questions. The first quality is remembrance of Allah. Remembrance of Allah, how is remembrance of Allah solution for the pain of the heart? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Those people who believe and their hearts get satisfied with the remembrance of Allah. وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, whose heart get satisfied with the remembrance of Allah. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub, and beware, hearts get satisfied with the remembrance of Allah. Now I'll mention one thing more. Mufassirin have mentioned that in this place, zikrullah, word zikrullah is mentioned for Quran. They have mentioned zikrullah is remembrance of Allah in any form, but in this place, one of the interpretation of Quran is that zikrullah here is in the meaning of Quran. Mean the hearts of Muslim, the hearts of believers get satisfied with the Holy Quran. As if they have some static whispers in their hearts, Allah Azza wa Jalla reveals Quran. And because of that Quran, their heart gets satisfied. If those people, the people of book, they are raising question, what are you doing? What is your Qibla? You don't know what your Qibla, sometimes here, sometimes there. Allah Azza wa Jalla reveals Quran and Muslim get satisfied. Okay, that is the commandment of Allah to turn our faces toward that. So Dhikrullah is here in this place, is in the meaning of Quran. So now particularly if the meaning of Dhikrullah is Quran, so then the meaning of Fadhkuruni Adhkurukum, here that Dhikr would satisfy Muslims. Believers, why? Because Allah Azza wa Jalla has revealed in the Holy Quran, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. So now Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned everything here, that we have made Baitul Muqaddas Qibla first, then we have changed that and we made Kaaba as Qibla. Why? So that we show, and we show in front of people who is the follower of Prophet and who is the follower of something else. So Muslim is the follower of the commandment of Allah, not his desire or his wish or his will. Though his heart wants Baitul Muqaddas as Qibla, اور خانہ کعبہ اس کی بلا, بٹ ہی ہیز ٹو فالو دا کمانڈمنٹ آف اللہ. دو ہز ہارٹ از سیئنگ آئی وانا آفر پریئر ان دا ڈائریکشن آف خانہ کعبہ, بٹ بیکاز اللہ عز و جل ہیز کمانڈڈ ٹو آفر پریئر ان دا ڈائریکشن آف بیت المقدس, سو ہی وڈ فالو دا کمانڈمنٹ آف اللہ, ناٹ ہز دا وش آف ہز ہارٹ, دا ول آف ہز ہارٹ. سو ناؤ اللہ عز و جل از مینشننگ فذکرونی اذکرکم, ریممبر می. When they will remember Allah Azza wa Jal, so remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal is in the form of holy recitation of Holy Quran as well. So when they recite the Holy Quran and they come to know that that is the commandment of Allah to change the Qibla, so now the people, whatever they say, that is mean that is useless and that is nothing, because Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to turn our face towards Khane Kaaba. So in that way their hearts get satisfied and they would be satisfied as well. So that is the first thing. And the second thing, as Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned here, washkuru li, pay gratitude to me, be grateful to me. So in this thing there is another rule behind that. What is that? On one side there are objections of people of book and there are questions of them, but on the other hand, making qibla, making khana kaaba as qibla is the blessing of Allah, because this ummah, Muslim ummah, is known with Khana Kaaba first, because that is the birthplace of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That if that was the Qibla of the forefathers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are behind our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now on one side there are the questions of people of book, Ahle Kitab, and those are hurting, those are teasing, but on the other side Kaaba is the blessing of Allah. So now it's upon believers and it's upon us to look towards those questions and objections, and it's upon us to look towards that blessing and bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal. So instead of looking towards objections and instead of pondering upon objections, we should turn our faces towards the bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal, to that side of the case. So when we focus upon the positive side of a thing, we get satisfied, because some things have two aspects. Might be one thing has two aspects. On one side there is problem, but on the other side that is bounty. If we focus upon the negative side of a thing, so always we remain unsatisfied and we would remain in inconvenience and discomfort. But if we look at the positive side of a thing, then we get satisfied. So now Allah Azza wa Jal is commanding to pay gratitude to Allah, and paying gratitude is not on problem, that is on bounty and blessing. So it means Allah Azza wa Jal is commanding to look toward the positive side of this matter of Kaaba, this matter of Qibla. It is blessing for you and it is the bounty of Allah for you, so look at that that aspect and then pay gratitude to Allah. So now when we avoid the negative side of a thing, mean the objections and the questions of people, and we look all and we focus upon that aspect of being bounty and blessing of Allah,
subhanallah,
that would be better, and in that way we would pay gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is the solution for removing that pain of objections and questions, the second thing. The third thing, as far as the matter of patience is concerned, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded, ya ayyuhal ladina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah, seek help through offering prayer and showing patience. So patience, that is the best way to remove the pain of problems and troubles, because in that way we get the ma'iyyat of Allah Azza wa Jal and we get the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. So when Allah Azza wa Jal is with those people who show patience, and when against the questions and objections of those people we show patience and we remain in the ma'iyyat of Allah, so that is the best way of solution and for removing that pain. So these are the things. In this way, these three things are connected with the matter of changing of Qibla.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madni channel, Mufti Sahab has elaborated what are the reasons behind mentioning zikr, shukr and sabr here. Zikr is indeed itminan for the hearts. It is satisfaction. It brings peace in the heart of a Muslim. Before moving to the next question, let's listen to some of the blessings of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Under the verse 159 in the Tafsir Siratul Jinan, the excellences of Zikrullah Azza wa Jal have been mentioned. So they are in form of summary of different ahadith. So one of them is that indeed the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal is a means for attaining the goodness of both the worlds. It is also summary of ahadith that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, shaitan is removed from the heart. And again, reviews of Madni channel, in one of the ahadith, it is mentioned that Zikrullah Azza wa Jal cleanses the heart. And then in another hadith, it has also been mentioned, when a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, angels come and surround him. And then the rahmat, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon him and covers him. Let's move to the next question. Again, I'm going to ask, again the verse is same, فَذْكُرُونِ أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Now, Mufti Sahib, in this verse, zikr is mentioned, shukr is mentioned, and nashukri, which is ingratitude. So zikr, remembrance of Allah, shukr, gratitude, and ingratitude, nashukri, they are mentioned. So I would ask that, what are the definition of these three things, and can they be divided into different categories as well?
Yeah, in this ayah, three things have been mentioned, as you have told. So these things have their particular definition, and they have their kinds as well. The definition of zikr is obvious. Means zikr is in the meaning of remembrance. And remembrance is basically the condition of heart. That is the state of heart. To remember someone in our mind, in our heart. That is the actual meaning of remembrance of Allah in this place. But when we read some tasbihat and or ayat, as subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, and other tasbihat, when we recite those tasbihat, those are called zikrullah as well. Because those are signs on that remembrance of Allah which is in our heart. Those tasbihat. As far as the definition of gratitude, shukr is concerned, so ulama have mentioned that ta'zeemul mun'imi li kawnihi mun'iman. Giving respect to benefactor because he is your benefactor. So that is the definition of shukr. Then, because ingratitude is the opposite of shukr, so the opposite, that definition would be the definition of ingratitude. Now, all these things have three types, three kinds. Zikr could be conducted in three forms, in three types. Similarly, shukr could be paid in three ways. And then ingratitude could be committed in three ways as well. Okay. So, as Zikrullah by our tongue, Zikrullah by our heart, and Zikrullah by our limbs, our parts of body. And shukr is in the same way. Shukr by heart, shukr by tongue, and shukr by limbs, parts of our body. And ingratitude is in the same way. Now, what is the meaning of remembrance of Allah, zikrullah, by tongue? The meaning is very obvious. We know very well. Mean reciting Quran is the form of zikrullah. And reciting tasbihat is the form of zikrullah. And all tasbihat are included in that. Even offering prayer is also the kind of zikrullah when we recite something by our tongue. So these are zikrullah by our tongue. And that is direct zikrullah. Because those words and those sentences in which the name of Allah and the attributes of Allah, the qualities of Allah have been mentioned particularly, those are direct zikrullah. Some are the indirect kinds of zikrullah. As we mentioned the excellences of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we mentioned the excellences of awliya kiram, or we convey the message of Allah towards other, we invite other people towards the path of Allah, those are also the kinds of remembrance of Allah, but indirectly, not directly. So that is a very beautiful form, and that is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. And Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded, so this kind is also included in that commandment. As Allah Azza wa Jal said, Udhkurullah dhikran kathira, are the other verses in which Allah Azza wa Jal has emphasized upon remembrance of Allah. So this kind of zikr, reciting the tasbihat, so these are included in that, and these are very beautiful forms of remembrance of Allah, and we should adopt those as well, because that is the sunnah of Sarkar Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as well, and it has excellences as well. As how many excellences are of reciting Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wa La Ilaha Illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Astaghfirullah Rabbi Min Kulli Dhanbi Wa Atubu Ilayh, and the other tasbihat, remembrance by heart. It is wider, its meaning is vast, more vast than the meaning of remembrance by tongue. Why? Because remembrance by heart could be conducted in ways more than those ways which are done by tongue. As, for example, whatever submission of Allah we do in our worldly matters, so that is the kind of zikrullah azza wa jal as well. For example, as if we ponder upon the blessings of Allah, that Allah azza wa jal has given us that bounty, Allah azza wa jal has granted us that blessing, Allah azza wa jal has granted us son and daughters, Allah azza wa jal has granted us wealth and the health and afiyah, this and that, all these things, when we think about that, that is the remembrance of Allah by heart.
Very wonderful.
Okay, that is the zikr e qalbi. And when that condition remains permanent, that condition becomes permanent, that is called qalb-e jari. Means that qalb, that heart, is always in the remembrance of Allah. Qalb-e jari is in the meaning of that. The heart is always in the remembrance of Allah. That is not the meaning of, means just some apparent signs of the shaking of the part of body, or one part here is trembling or shaking, so that is the meaning of qalb-e jari. No, that is not the meaning. The meaning of qalb-e jari is to remember Allah Azza wa Jal always in our heart. Whatever we do, though we are earning something, we are running our business, we are doing job somewhere, we are talking to someone, everywhere, when in our mind that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching us, He is watching us, and we have to remain submissive to Him, and we have to abstain from His disobedience. So that is the meaning of remembrance of Allah, because that person is remembering Allah Azza wa Jal in his heart. That's why he is abstaining from many things. So a person has opportunity to earn hundreds of pounds and dollars and rupees in unlawful way, but he abstains from that. Why? Because it is unlawful. It is not lawful. Allah Azza wa Jal has forbidden me from earning in that way. That's why he is abstaining from that. So now what is that? That is the remembrance of Allah. Because the remembrance of Allah is in his heart. And he has the exaltedness of Allah Azza wa Jal in his heart. That's why he is abstaining. So that is one of the best kind of remembrance of Allah. Because abstaining from haram, abstaining from unlawful thing, is the best kind of remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. A person is doing his job, and during his job, he can do some illegal and unlawful or unpermitted things, impermissible things, but he abstains from that. Though his master is not watching him, but he knows that Allah watches me. He knows my condition, he watches my condition. So because of fear of Allah, if he abstains from any illegal and unlawful and impermissible thing, it means he has remembrance of Allah in his heart. Then in our family matters, sometimes the husbands, so they oppress their wives, but if someone is abstaining from that operation because of the fear of Allah, that though she could be oppressed and none could ask me about that, but Allah Azza wa Jal will ask me, and Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded me, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, behave them in the good way, then the other ayat of the Quran, the commandments of Allah, at least the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal in his heart, that he has to be well-mannered with his wife, with his family. So because of that, he is well mannered and he is good, he has good behavior with his family. So what is that? That is the remembrance of Allah in his heart. Because of that, he is doing that. Then some people, sometimes when really they those people who have qalb-e jari, always in the remembrance of Allah, if they love sometime, so even in that time, the remembrance of Allah is in their heart. As for example, as laughing loudly in audible voice is against the sunnah. In unaudible voice, in low voice, so mean that is sunnah. But in audible voice, the other people would hear, that is against the sunnah. Now, if a person is careful, even in his laughing, that it shouldn't be in audible voice, because it is against the sunnah, so what is that? Because the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal is in his heart. That's why he is abstaining from that. So the people do that, and really the awliya kiram, the salaf, and the salihin, and the pious people, the virtuous people, they do that. And they are careful even in these ordinary matters as well. But they remain that. And some people, sometimes, though they are doing tawaf around the Kaaba, but even at that time, they in their minds, the matters of their business and job and the other matters are circulating in their head. Mullah Ali Qari has written a story that a wali who has spiritual insight, so he looked a person who was doing tawaf around the Kaaba. So, and he was very immersed in that tawaf. So he looked into his heart, because he had spiritual insight. So when he looked into his heart, so what was there? He was a market.
Allah.
Means during his tawaf, he was thinking about his business, loss and profit and the customer and this and that. So these were going on in his mind. So he said, though the person is around the holy Kaaba, in front of Kaaba, but even then he is in market now. And the other person, he looked into his mind and he was selling out some things. He was in market and he was on his shop. But when he looked into his heart, so though he was doing his business, but even at that time, the remembrance of Allah was in his heart. We were thinking about halal and haram matter. That is halal, this is haram, I have to abstain from that, I have to choose only this option. So these things were going on in his heart. So though he was in market, but he was in the remembrance of Allah. And the other person, he was in front of Kaaba, but he was in market according to his mind. So that is the zikr-e qalbi. And that is the sign of qalb-e jari. Means the remembrance of Allah is always in the heart of a person. That is zikr-e qalbi. And then thinking about Sharia matters and pondering upon Sharia commandments, and reading Quran and Hadith and deriving the Sharia commandments from those, as Fuqaha-i Kiram and Ulama-i Kiram do. So that is also the kind of zikr-i qalbi, because their heart, their mind is busy in thinking about the verses of the Quran, about the commandment of Quran. So that is also the kind of zikr-i qalbi. That is also the kind of zikr-i qalbi. Then the third kind, zikr bil jawarih, zikr by limbs, remembrance of Allah by limbs. So the meaning is this, that using our limbs in lawful things and in submission of Allah, as when we offer prayer, in offering prayer, khushu is zikr-e qalbi, concentration upon prayer and concentration on the thing that I am the court of Allah, that is khushu. That khushu is the state of heart. And we recite many things by our tongue, Surah Fatiha and other surah and tasbihat, all the tasbihat, that is zikr by tongue. Then we are standing in the court of Allah in a particular form. Then we bow down, then we prostrate, we place our forehead on the ground in the court of Allah. So all of our body is in the submission of Allah, is in the worship of Allah. So that's why it is said that prayer is the best form of worship of Allah, because it is consisting of dhikr-e lisani, dhikr-e qalbi, and dhikr bil jawari, from top to bottom. from outward to inward, everything is in worship. Our tongue, our limbs, our heart is in the worship of Allah. That's why the prayer is the best form of worship. So, zikr bil jawari is submission of Allah by our limbs. It means we use our hand for the help of someone, not to oppress someone, not to do unjust with any person. We use our eyes for watching good things, lawful things, for the recitation, for the reading Quran, for reading a hadith, for getting the ziyarah of ulama and salihin. So that is the zikr by our limbs. So in the same way, we can think about the other limbs of the body. Mean using our limbs in the submission of Allah is zikr bil jawari. Now, shukr. So the same three kinds: shukre lisani, shukre kalbi, and shukr bil jawari. Shukr is paying respect to benefactor, and benefactor is Allah. We are discussing the shukr of Allah Azza wa Jal. So now, when we read some words of gratitude in the code of Allah, for Allah Azza wa Jal, that is shukre lisani. As after drinking water, we say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise due to Allah, means, O Allah, that is your blessing on me, that you have granted me water. After eating food, again, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, are the other ayat. After wearing any dress, again, dua in the form of Alhamdulillah, like that. So, these words are the words of gratitude, and that is the kind of shukri lisani. Then shukri kalbi is that feeling and is that belief in our heart regarding Allah Azza wa Jal, that when we consider and we believe Allah Azza wa Jal as our benefactor in any bounty, in any blessing, and in any comfort, in any convenience, whatever blessing and bounty and convenience and comfort we attain, we achieve, and in our heart we bow in the court of Allah, O Allah, that is your grant, O Allah, that is your bestowment, O Allah, that is your blessing that you have given us. You have given us this thing, that thing. Now we are not uttering any word from our mouth, but in our heart there is acknowledgement and there is realization that Allah Azza wa Jal is granting us all these bounties. So that is shukri kalbi. That's shukri kalbi. Then shukr bil jawari. So shukr bil jawari is at least in the same meaning of zikr bil jawari, means using our limbs in the submission of Allah. In the submission of Allah, we should use our hand only in lawful matters. We should use our eyes only in lawful matters in the submission of Allah. So that is shukr bil jawari. And now ingratitude by tongue, by heart, and bil jawari. So that is opposite to that. Means some people, ma'adallah, ma'adallah, some people utter the blasphemous words in some troublesome conditions, as if the son of someone has died. So ma'adallah, some people, they utter the blasphemous words, O Allah, you have chosen only my son, or you have looked only my son. So ma'adallah, these kind of words. So they utter. These are entirely ingratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. And then the ingratitude by heart, as the people, so they don't have any kind of respect in their hearts regarding the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal, as particularly infidels and non-believers, as they are gaining the bounties of Allah, but they never pay gratitude and they never ascribe those bounties to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal has granted us. So that is their ingratitude by their heart. And then bil jawari. So bil jawari means using our limbs in disobedience of Allah, as using and watching through our eyes unlawful things, using our hands in unlawful matters, and going by our feet for unlawful matter. So all these kinds are the ingratitude by our limbs. So these are the kinds of zikr and shukr and nashukr.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madni channel, Mufti Sahib has very wonderfully given the description, the complete categories and kinds of zikr, shukr, and ingratitude. The viewers of Madni channel, by the definition given by Mufti Sahib, we come to know that the perfect zikr is that zikr in which these three forms are found together. Zikr-e-lisani, zikr by tongue. Zikr-e-kalbi, zikr by heart. And zikr bil-jawareh, meaning remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal with our limbs. Subhanallah. So, in order to become the true zakir, we have to act upon all these categories of zikrullah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to become true and practicing Muslim. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will come with the next episode. Until that time, I seek your du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to become real Muslim. Ameen, bijahin nabil ameen. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Qur'an, Qur'an.